It's another edition of Talkin' Twins here on Classic Hits K-Wing 106 and the Valley's Hottest Country, WBHA, your home for the Minnesota Twins. It's Ava Eckhoff filling in for the vacationing Action Jack, talking with the one and only Corey Provis, the voice of the Twins. And Corey, the Minnesota Twins, they just split their two-game series with the Brewers, and now you're taking on the Rangers in Texas. But I understand that you used to work for the Brewers before the Twins, so how was it to be back in Milwaukee?
Oh, thanks, Ava, for asking. It was always special, and, I was only there for three seasons, but it felt like I was there for 10. I just made so many great friends and people that, much like the Twins, people that have worked for the Brewers for decades, even from County Stadium and now at Miller Park since 2001, just made some really great friends and lifelong connections, and, of course, none bigger than Bob Uecker. So he doesn't travel much anymore, so I didn't see him when Milwaukee came to town in late May. So, I mean, I used these last 2 days to really catch up with a guy that means a lot to me personally, but also professionally.
Well, good. I'm happy that you were able to reconnect a little bit while you were there. The Twins gave up a lead to the Brewers. So what do the Twins need to address coming into Arlington for this new series?
Yeah, the Milwaukee series, it was two long games, but kind of the exact same game and back-to-back days, but different results. Where that, the Twins got the late three-run homer on Tuesday to win, and Milwaukee got the late three-run homer on Wednesday to win. So it was a compelling series again between two good teams, and now we shift to Texas, and the Twins are going to see the two best pitchers that the Rangers have in this four-game series. They'll see All-Star Mike Minor, the tough lefty, tomorrow, and then they're going to see former Twin Lance Lynn, who's had a great year for Texas. He'll go on Sunday. So, the starting pitching, I think, it just has to, hang in there a little bit. We've seen some good ones. We've seen some clunkers. And to me, the number one thing we have to watch this weekend is the defense. The Twins have fallen apart here defensively. And Jorge Polanco is in a bad run right now defensively. And the Twins, all of a sudden, for the first 2 months, Ava, this was one of the better defensive teams in baseball. You can't say that anymore. The Twins have played really poor defense since the All-Star break.
And do you think that injuries has something to do with that?
I do. I think it all goes back to Buxton.
Sure.
It's not fair to put on one guy, but I think he's so important to this team. And certainly on the defensive side, where everybody seems to be, where they're supposed to be. He's such a vital cog here that they probably won't be back until September. He's starting to do some baseball activity, but it's more throwing and running. He can't swing the bat yet. That's not happening, I don't think, anytime soon. So until we get to that stage, I think it's too early to set a true time frame as to when he could be back.
Well, there's actually quite a few substantial players that are on the injured list. Do you have any updates on Nelson Cruz?
He's here. He lives in the Dallas area in the offseason, so he's down here. He's going to take BP this weekend. Barring any setback, he could be back on the homestand. So it seems like even though he has this ruptured tendon on his wrist, it was maybe the best thing that could have happened to him physically because it released all this tension and all this pain that he was dealing with for a while. So from my understanding is he's pain-free even though he ruptured that tendon in his left wrist.
Sometimes all you need is that little rest and relaxation to get back to normal. Well,
and a rupture.
Yeah, right.
Rest, relaxation, and a rupture.
Yeah. Well, what about La Tortuga? We haven't heard about him for a while.
Good question. Good news. He is moving up to Double-A Pensacola today.
Okay.
And he's going to start playing in games today. He'll catch five innings today and then probably DH tomorrow. And he'll probably do that back and forth. But I think he's another guy that comes September. Teams, Ava, normally the first thing they do when you can expand rosters is to add that third catcher. So I think that's kind of the time frame we're looking at here is to have Astudillo play a couple weeks in the minor leagues. And then once you get to September 1, he should be activated.
Well, the Indians and the Twins, they are neck and neck for division titles. So do you think it's going to stay this way for the rest of the regular season, or do you think the teams are going to make another gap?
I mean, I'd love to say the Twins are going to pull away here, but the Indians, they have great pitching, and their offense is clicking right now. Statistically, they have one of the better bullpens in the game, so I don't see them going away. The Twins have the more favorable schedule in that they're playing a lot of weak teams, and so once they get through this weekend series with Texas, the last 2 weeks of August, Ava, mirror kind of each other between August and September, where that the last 2 weeks of these final two months, a lot of Royals, White Sox, and Tigers. And those are bad teams. And if you're a contending team right now, like the Twins are, a first-place team, You have to hammer those teams. Don't just split four-game series. You have to take three out of four. You have to take at minimum two out of three, if not sweep some series here against some really bad teams in baseball.
Well, the Twins, they do start their four-game series tonight against the Rangers at 6:30. Pre-game coverage followed by first pitch at 7:05. Of course, you can catch the game and Corey Provis right here on Classic Hits K-Wing 106 and the Valley's Hottest Country, WBHA. So thanks for chatting, Corey.
Hey, have a nice weekend.